friend. She goes, stick your finger in my cunt. As so often happens. Most guys are here going, did the girls actually say that? Did I actually let you fool around with them? This is a... So they're fooling around. The girl goes, stick your finger in my cunt. Why she's yelling, I have no idea. Why she's yelling like an 80-year-old Jew, I have no idea. I think that could kill an erection pretty quick. If a girl, I don't care if she looks like Pam Anderson, if a girl is, you're fooling around and goes, stick your finger in my cunt. I don't think, but anyway, he says okay.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio. I have a full crowd with me today. I got from left to right, in front of me, I got one Veronica Johnson. Am I not supposed to say your name on the air?
No, and you always do.
But it's beautiful. It's such an exotic name. Veronica Johnson. Rolls off the tongue. Okay.
Exotic.
Exotic. Beautiful.
Johnson's exotic?
It is. It's from a far-off land. We got Rich Killiam bringing us the Beavis impression. Say hi, Rich.
That's Butthead, dude.
I'm
a little ashamed you said that, but yeah.
Really?
Hi.
Do I sound ever so foolish now?
Yeah, a little bit.
And we got new meat today, Joel. Joel Goldstein. Say what up, man.
What up, man.
All right. Joel went to my high school, and we didn't really talk to each other, but we met at the reunion and rekindled an old flame, shall we say.
Was there ever a flame before, though?
I used to think, who is that tight body playing badminton in front of me in fifth period gym? And it was Joel, and here we are.
Chantilly.
Chantilly represent. So you're listening to In Papa's Basement, and you can do that every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/WEBR. If you're one of those weird terrorist types, we've already established that the only people who watch radio on TV bomb abortion clinics and things like that. If you want to swing that way, we are on Cox 37, Comcast 27. If you're a loser like me and you get your cable out of a wall jack, it's channel 10. And we have not discovered what the Verizon Fios signal is.
What about satellite?
Weird satellite would not have this illustrious station on it.
How do I live?
I know. How does life go on? Well, Robin, we've got a great show for you today. Do your Robin laugh, Rich. Thank you. Okay. I got my Stern Jones out of the way. And by the way, there are archives of the show at impapasbasement.com along with my writing. It's good stuff overall.
What's the number to call in for people who would like to contribute?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you asked.
Would answer the phone.
I will answer the phone today because we might have two moms calling in. Joel's mom might call in too, man.
Oh, man.
Mrs. Goldstein.
We got to keep it clean today then.
Yeah. So if you want to call in and you want to join this merry band, it's 703-560-TALK, 703-560-8255. Got a kind of packed show today, a little bit. Rich said it was packed looking at the outline beforehand.
Yeah.
He'll vouch for its packedness.
It's packed.
Okay. I want to talk first about Veronica's birthday party from last week. That way to nod on the air. Way to nod on the air. That really works behind the mic.
What are we talking about? About it. It was fun. I was glad you came.
I would not miss it for the world. I kind of just wanted to dissect the evening a little bit, parse it out.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm going to have to move the remote control that blocks your face. Son of a bitch. Okay, that's better.
You must look at your face.
I need to gaze into those baby blues.
I think Joel's face is blocked, though.
That's fine. I have yet another radio job, yet another radio feather to add to my low-paid cap. I am now at WJFK once a week, too.
Nice.
Yeah, it's awesome. $10 an hour. $10 an hour, that's great. I made that back in, 1995, I think.
Yeah.
And it's good.
Mowing lawns?
Yeah, it's good to still be making it. Good to...
Little did we know when we mowed lawns in high school, that was our wage for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, good to know that the good Lord provides, right? Those deserving. I also am applying for a gig. We might try to set aside 30 seconds to just kiss the ass of whoever's in charge of giving out this Playboy job. It's in L.A. for Sirius, you get $800 a week, and it's for friggin' Playboy Radio.
They're probably listening.
Well, of course they are. I sent my demo 5 times, and they're like, who is this genius?
why don't you send me your demo, and I'll give it to you-know-who at XM?
I usually just send the link to the site, and I'm like, just pick your poison. And then they go, I have to click on a link by.
Yeah, exactly. But, so send me the demo, and I'll pass it on.
Okay.
Isn't clicking on a link easier than,
like to think.
It's way too much effort.
I think they'd be like, oh, I don't have to get out this archaic CD and put it in the bin.
CDs are, what is that, compact?
Dookie.
Yeah.
I don't know. We got the news story of the week. I saw something last night that fascinated the living hell out of me. We're going to get to that. And we brought in Joel for a reason. Joel's a sports guy, like me. You can tell because we're both very athletic looking.
Very.
And
so this is going to be a fun
strapping.
Show for me.
Strapping. Well, it's just like a 5 to 10 minutes at the end. It's kind of the human side of sports. I think first and foremost on my mind, Joel reminded me that there was an ESPN dude. What's his name? Phillips?
Steve Phillips.
I don't watch a ton of ESPN, like just SportsCenter. I'll go to their website all the time. Steve Phillips put his dong in one of the most grotesque. Like, seriously, it looks like Danny DeVito, but a woman. And I'm really sure I'd rather F Danny DeVito because at least Danny DeVito is famous. That's all I'm saying.
Well, she's famous now.
Oh, she's famous now. And Steve is getting a lot more press, too, for all the wrong reasons. I mean, imagine the shame Clinton must have felt getting busted for Lewinsky and, I don't know.
This is 30 times worse.
I was going to say, yeah, exponents.
Lewinsky had nice angles.
Yeah, this chick
She cleaned up afterwards.
This chick has nothing, just nothing redeeming. She really does look like Danny DeVito playing the Penguin.
Plus, she's crazy.
Oh, she's crazy, too. She went with a whole Fatal Attraction angle. Veronica, please don't look at your phone. Attention up here. Thank you.
I thought it made a
noise. No. Oh, so your phone's on in the studio.
They both are.
Both? Wow.
Two phones.
Well, all right, first things first.
Veronica. I feel like a nobody now.
Yeah,
I just got the one.
You should.
All right.
I'm kidding.
All right, so we're going to get to Veronica's birthday first. Veronica, we cleared out of the show last week, 4 p.m., and I want to say your birthday was at Jackson's. What was the venue? It was Jackson's out in Reston Town Center. Uh-huh. And it was my first chance to kind of meet your friends.
It was a fun family atmosphere.
Well, I think Rich and I had been pumping up and trying to make ourselves seem masculine by playing, I think, 4 or 5 hours of Magic the Gathering before we went out.
Yeah.
Nice.
Online.
You mean poker, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We're playing poker and flexing our biceps and stuff. Mm-hmm. But once we won our magic packs.
PokerStars.com.
Okay.
Really?
Once we did that.
Yeah, everyone plays PokerStars.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I told you, Joel was like big into poker. Like, you made a living at it for 5 years, right?
Pretty much.
What kind of living?
A meager one.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I got by.
It's the kind of living everyone makes when they're doing anything that isn't a 9-to-5 job they want to shoot themselves for.
Right. You mean you can't, like, get the riches and glamour and,
No, you're looking at about where I'm going to be in life.
I thought I was going to take the easy way out, man, when I logged into PokerStars.
No.
And then when I lost $100 in 5 hours, I thought maybe I just wasn't cut out for it.
All right. So, my brother, I love my bro. He was rocking his shaven-headed look with the big earrings and kind of looks, you know, intimidating and masculine. A little bit more than me, at least. I don't know.
He is intimidating.
Yeah, showed up with him and Rich. And what would you characterize the vibe at Jackson's like for those that haven't been there? It's
I don't know, more business casual, I think, than anything, right?
It's a little yuppie-ish.
It's kind of
touch.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
That's
that was kind of my
it.
Reaction.
Yeah, that's why I picked it.
Okay. Like, I mean, I dress like a hobo, and I can clean up on a case. Like, if I need to go to court, I can buy a suit. But it's not usually my wheelhouse.
You know, what I just got to say, I've been to court.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone buys a suit.
Oh, yeah. The guys who want to get convicted, they don't buy that suit.
Yeah, I guess I don't know what happens to them. But...
Oh, I've seen guys show up in their best FUBU.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's, we have a caller. That's magical. It's my favorite part of the effing show. Hi, caller.
It is kind of fun.
Hello?
Yes, who is this caller?
Hello.
Hi, caller.
WEBR.
This is?
Oh, you should put the babe on so she is on the webcam.
Maybe not.
And also, you should tell your friend he's not supposed to have food or drink in the studio.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Just a message, but put the babe on in the middle mic.
The middle mic, so that you can take a gander.
Oh, am I on the webcam?
I guess. Wow.
Yeah, we are going to stay exactly where
we're seeing. Are you sure you don't want to give the man what he's...
I am positive.
He sounded affluent.
Why don't you tell me that the webcam's on? You need to give me a couple hours.
Is he like your manager or something? Because he was like saying there's no food or drink.
I don't know who that was.
As we hear a knock-knock on the door.
Yeah, I don't know who that was. It kind of creeped the living S out of me, though.
Well, now I'm like on the webcam. I feel a little weird.
Show some nipple.
Where's the camera?
It's right there.
It's right there.
Unbutton your shirt
Which
for the camera.
Why
we got some viewers.
Always take the seat.
Oh, don't tease.
I think I will unbutton a button.
He wants to see the woman, but...
Be a pleaser, not a teaser.
A woman has to have some mystery, right?
Yes.
Gotta be some mystery. Show a hand, you know, like put a hand over here.
Oh, that's like Muslim porn right there.
Yeah, nice. Muslim porn.
Nice.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar.
That's funny.
Okay. So I show up and I feel a touch underdressed, but I'm all
right.
No,
I thought you guys looked fine. You really did.
Okay,
you guys
cool.
were okay.
So then I finally track down the birthday girl and she's all scrubbed up for the night.
I did look pretty, huh?
All gussied up with the big blonde hair and it worked well, I gotta Thanks. Say. Rich was impressed.
Oh, was he?
Rich was impressed.
What?
You thought Veronica looked very pretty, like.
Yeah. It looked good. Well, it was her birthday, you know.
Yeah. That's normally how I look for work. You guys see me in my pajamas. Here.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But that was fun, and we got to meet a couple of your friends.
You did, and you need to behave with them on Facebook.
I didn't do anything
don't
with
think
them on
I don't
Facebook.
Don't check in on you.
I added them. I didn't even add your brother so that he wouldn't have a link to this show.
Oh, you can add him. I don't care about my brother.
Okay. Well, that was kind of evident by what was coming out of your mouth during the night.
You know what? What are you talking about?
You maintained you weren't that drunk.
I wasn't at all.
Really?
No, I'm just silly.
Okay.
Why? Because, what was I saying?
Well, there were a couple things that kind of made me think you'd had a few too many pops.
Pops?
A few too many pops, a few too many sodas.
Did I say pop that night?
1937?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep things clean. We don't...
Wait, you road say sodas. Soda and you're asking me if it's 1937? Hello.
Okay.
I'm from the Midwest. We say pop.
She seemed a little S-faced.
Because... I was tipsy. I was not S-faced.
Okay, you were tipsy because things that usually don't get said were getting said. Like, first, can we talk about the character who should have been texting you or should have been there and was just...
No,
you.
He does not deserve airtime, and he is done.
He's done? Okay. Ooh. Then yeah. I can throw this out a little bit. Please.
He's probably listening.
Okay,
whatever.
Thank you. There was a guy who'd been sticking it to Veronica a couple weeks ago. There was one time where she rolled out of bed like
oh my God.
2:55.
Seriously?
And
now,
she got.
I feel like she should be on camera now.
Yes.
She got to the show.
Absolutely not.
She got to the show maybe 3-5 minutes late, something like that. And she was like, oh, I was sleeping in. And
No.
I thought it was from a hard work week. Well, one of the first things out of Veronica's mouth while we're at the bar is, why do you think I was late? Why do you think I was tired?
I was
getting effed sideways.
That is not what I said. I remember that conversation, and that is most certainly not what I
said.
It's
not only what you said, but you said it with your brother. Like,
oh, God.
Right
please.
There. I was like...
How old's your brother?
He's 25.
It's just, I always thought a girl would kind of want to preserve a
oh,
little bit of...
full ass. Do you think that they monitor or...
But they're men.
...filter what they say to me at all,
Hey, John,
ever?
you should at least describe her features for our caller who wants to you should, you know, say she's wearing lipstick and...
Well, she's, yeah,
no,
she's
lip,
very...
Lip gloss.
Dolled up.
Gloss?
The blonde
gloss
hair.
Gloss.
The blonde hair is pulled
gloss.
Back.
See, lip gloss. Oh, I'm so good.
Just enough lip so gloss. Good. And when she smiles, she kind of sticks her tongue out between her teeth, like a little Megan Fox-ish.
I do not.
it's a little sexy. And she got the bright blue eyes thing going.
We're catering to our caller. This is great.
Yeah. Call in again, dude. Call in while you're doing something, if you know what I mean. That would be a fun call.
That's no. disgusting.
And
that's, yeah.
What shade are the nails painted?
In red. Case,
okay, they're a deep burgundy almost, in case you want to imagine those nails wrapped
Lord.
Around.
Oh, my God. Okay. Seriously?
Just appealing to our callers. Just kissing up
He's
to the
He's an
fan
audience.
Base.
Please, a crowd pleaser.
What can I say? I need to be...
All right,
I need
go
approval.
Back to the birthday. Come on.
Okay, so that was the first thing. Like, 3 minutes in, you're going on and on about this guy. he had blown off the birthday party to instead visit a friend in Boston, which...
Not cool.
Yeah.
I want a chorus from men saying, not cool, because he needs to hear that too.
Well, I would love to your chops and say that, you know, he can do whatever. But no, if you're putting stones to a girl, and especially if you haven't made it official, like you're trying to dance around the girlfriend and boyfriend thing, the least you can do is act the boyfriend part.
Yeah. I don't think he's acting it, though. I mean,
he isn't. No, he's
pretty much,
he's,
you know,
banging it out, and then he's going to Boston.
Not acting it, yeah.
Which is why it's done.
Yeah.
Well, no. You don't have to be a girlfriend boyfriend. You can be other things.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
FWB.
Sorry, not this girl.
Yeah.
Friends with benefits.
Absolutely not.
I'm a little old-fashioned, too. I'd like to know a chick's my chick, so, you know, it's not ambiguous.
You're old-fashioned, like, traditional, like, so, you know...
Yeah,
people getting married, and like before they get married, they have like a bachelor's party. do you like to attend those events?
We'll get to that story later. You son of a bitch, you'll be sprung by your guts.
He's my new favorite.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a bit. But the other, you also had one friend I found pretty attractive, a bit of a.
Oh, which one?
The kind of short, blonde.
All of my friends are pretty.
Yeah, I mean, no one was
like
sea hag-ish, but the blonde, I thought it was good stuff. I hate that I've like kind of dug blondes the past few weeks. It makes me feel effeminate.
Is that the one that you asked why she wasn't hooking up with my little brother? And I told you because she had already hooked up with my other little brother? Is that the one?
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're cool to talk about that?
No.
Damn. God damn. I knew you'd clip my wings a little bit. But yeah, she was all over Veronica's one brother who was there.
No, they're just buddies.
Kind
of. She knows him.
I really thought she would, you know, if he was like, hey, let's take it to the coat room.
Oh, God, no.
They would have really.
Neither of them would, no.
Wow.
That's like brother, sister.
Hmm.
Right there.
I want a sister.
You're disgusting.
I want a sister. Okay. And the other funny highlight from the night that involved Veronica, you at one point got a cake. Like a birthday cake.
I did. It was so fun.
The people from Jackson's, was it? They hooked you up and they gave you a cake.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was like a small thing.
Yeah, a cake with sparklers on it. And I just see cake. And I'm like, you know, just a slob. And I'm like, I want to eat some. So I'm like, hey, Veronica, feed me some. And
I did not. Did I?
What? No?
Did I feed you cake?
No, you didn't. That's the thing. You turned and you go... Sorry, honey. I wouldn't want to lead you on.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
you are lying.
No, I swear to Christ, you spoke those words. And I was just like, while that was a funny interpretation, I'm just fat. I want cake. Like, just give me the GD cake and we're okay. And instead, I guess you thought I wanted to be like slowly, you know, airplane goes in the hangar.
That is not what I said. I did not say
you,
that.
You spoke those words. You're like, I wouldn't want to lead you on, sweetie. Something to that effect. I know the words lead you on were used. And I was like, no, you could smear it on my face for all I care as long as I get to eat some of the cake.
I don't remember that at all.
Okay, see, you're a little more mashed than
selective
you thought you were.
Memory.
Yeah.
Very. See, I was, wow. I was distracted by the beer, man. Cake is, you know, he's got webcam watching, you know, beer, cake. Beer is over cake for
me. Show a little nipple to Luis. There we go. Oh, God, that's the stuff. That's the fix, right? Oh, they're coming out. Come on.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, webcam.
Mm. All right.
We're not catering to him. We're doing the opposite. It's kind of, I think he stopped listening, like.
Oh, after you hid the coffee, so it wasn't on camera?
No, because the blonde's not on camera, so.
Yeah. No. Could you take one for the team? A little bit?
No.
Son of a bitch.
I'm comfortable.
Fine. All right. If anyone wants to call, I think the big thing here is I felt bad. Veronica, if you're having sex with a girl.
It got interesting when Veronica left, I got to say, that night.
Do we want to get into that?
Ooh, what happened?
I want to hear about this.
Okay, well, Veronica, pathetically enough, checked out at like 11 p.m.
No, it was later than that because you didn't get there until 11.
Touche.
Yeah.
Okay, it was like 12-ish.
It was like 1.
Fashionably late.
Because I went to bed at 2.
It was 12:30, maybe. It was kind of early. It was disappointingly early.
Yeah, my brother had to drive up to Baltimore.
Yeah, it was real early, man.
I don't want to stay out too late. Whatever.
I was watching the Yankees game. They won, so that was pinor gratifying.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
No one cares about that.
Okay, shut up.
I care a little.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We got a man in the house now.
Mystery. Will Yankees win?
It hasn't been.
Don't they always win?
No, it has not been that foregone a conclusion in a long time.
Oh, okay.
Not against the Angels.
Yeah, exactly. I wish you had a pair of testis and knew what I was talking about. But
testis.
So Rich I guess Rich has we've kind of gone over Rich's dry spell.
Oh.
What are you walking? Take one for the team.
I'm walking.
There was a bridal party there. What did you guys do with the bridal party?
It was bridal party girls. It was girls from the bridal
party.
I remember,
No.
I love how Veronica assumes that there's like any kind of
masculinity. No. But there was the Asian girl I thought she was friends with Veronica, but actually she's like friends with Veronica's brother or something.
Well, that's the thing.
She was friends with Gordon.
Rich is rocking a spell. I'm rocking
tonight. Her birthday's tonight.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey now.
Rich is in a bit of a rut. I'm kind of rocking a rut
You're
myself.
Always in a rut.
Yeah, I'm always in a rut.
We kind of thought she was dating the Indian guy, though. The Asian girl.
Okay, that makes for excellent radio. The Indian guy who has been properly introduced into the story.
Well, I don't know anything about him except he's Indian. And he was just like sitting there while I was talking to her.
I need you to paint a picture with your words. I've said this to Veronica before. I need you to explain that behind us, during Veronica's event, there was an Asian woman of average to below average looks.
I beg... Rich
was really rocking some beer goggles. he nice. Thought he had Ming-Na
you
Wen.
You just don't like Asian women. I mean, you can't
That's
say.
That's not true. I have visited that port a few times in my day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, see, I mean, that's the thing, though. You've probably been there, done that, whereas I've yet to
It's woman. Do you know what's exciting and exotic about Asian chicks?
What?
Nothing. Same goes for any other race. It's just nagging and vagina. That is it.
Whatever.
I'm saying I'm not racist.
That was
in
a quiet
least.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, I guess I gotta say something.
You show me a woman who doesn't care that you go out and try to pursue strange and threesomes and that whatever race that is, that's my favorite race. That is the best race of woman out there.
Well, Arabs.
God, yeah, you might be onto something.
I saw that. Did I tell you about this show where it's like this? It's like American woman who moved to like Qatar or something.
Yeah.
And her dude is like, "Yeah, I'm gonna go away for the weekend to like Cyprus or something. You know, like one of these tourism places."
Yeah.
And she's like, "Okay, you just go by yourself. You know, I hope you don't like hook up with other women." He's like, "No, of course not."
Yeah.
He takes a foot plane, leaves for like 2 weeks.
God bless him.
Like vacation alone. You know,
God bless him. That's a man.
It's horrible.
That's a man.
And it was like, and
I think that's why they have to wear those robes, because their balls will not fit in a pair of jeans.
That's disgusting.
That is awesome.
I mean, I don't know, like, if she was in denial or if she was just like, I'm okay with this. Like, I don't know.
She wanted to be cool with it at first. She wanted to be like,
yeah,
hey.
Like, she's like, oh, I'm cool. I'm down.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's a test. It's like, hey, you know, I won't break. You can do 2 days, and then you get 2 weeks. And by the end of it, you're just like, where have you been? Raving out. Okay.
It was insane.
Behind us, Rich thinks he's got Ming-Na Wen in her heyday. And it's much more like Margaret Cho.
Margaret Cho, yeah. There's a little of that.
Ouch.
It definitely wasn't happening in the Dome Piece area.
All right.
So I'm watching you pursue that. I'm watching you pursue that.
For the record, that's not my friend. I thought you were talking about somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Rich is trying to take a swipe at it. And I'm
Wait, because he talked about how ugly she was? Now you know...
Yeah, now I know it's not my friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But she knew someone in your group, though. Because that's how I started talking to her. I was like, hey, you know someone in the group.
Rich, I gotta applaud Rich's balls. He was just taking shots. He was doing, I mean, we're both in the same situation where we're, like, at home currently. So I'm like, where really are you intending to pull this ass?
That's my line. I live with my parents. I'm going to go bald.
Yeah, I'm George Costanza.
My name is George Costanza.
Yeah. And then I play with my hair and I go, really? Sorry, yeah. Seinfeld reference.
Really? My name is... Oh, I forget her name. But...
Yeah. But Rich is swinging for the fences. He eventually strikes out.
I didn't strike out.
Did you get a number?
Well...
You struck out.
Did you get anything?
She was weird about that.
Okay, and... okay, you didn't get her
that's
number.
That's why we were must be dating the Indian guy.
Well, you didn't get her number, but you did have sex with her, like, in the bathroom at the place, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then you didn't strike out, of course.
Mm-hmm.
No sarcasm
here. It was
here.
A cookie.
Right. It was. Or as I call him, a Richie. we're exiting the place, and there's a woman, should I say, of larger carriage?
No.
Slightly larger carriage?
No, she was just ugly.
Horizontally challenged?
Yeah, there's a bit of belly looseness, as I'm going to call it.
Well, yeah, you're like the standard junk broad.
Yeah, looked like she had a fanny pack holding chicken wings under her dress.
She was wearing clothes way too tight, wasn't she?
Yeah, there's... Definitely paunch spilling out.
No. Come on. The greatest thing about her
was
she was walking in front of
us. She was waving the flag of, I've had too much to drink. Someone F me. What was it, Rich?
Toilet paper on the shoe.
For
which I've only seen in movies before. I was like, wow,
she
that actually
was just riding
yeah,
out
actually happens.
On her phone, dumpy and drunk, toilet paper trailing on her. And Rich just zeroes in. Like, he's like a lion who found a three-legged gazelle. He's just like, okay, all right. And you...
I had too much to drink myself. Well, my tolerance is like pretty low these days, so...
It was never particularly high.
Yeah, that's true. Three beer queer. Cheap date.
Yeah, cheap date. Easy to lay.
Mm. Yeah, well, you know, she was interesting to talk to.
Did you take her home?
No, because I had to take this guy home, the radio show host.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
that's your reasoning for why you did it.
You know, she starts talking to me. She literally like leans on all of us, you know, puts her arm around us.
Yeah.
And
she would have effed the dishwasher if he would have pointed out the toilet paper. That's all I'm saying.
That is a beautiful thing. It's God's gift to man. And you're just like, oh, she's drunk.
I just don't.
I'm not that bad.
Like, especially if it's 3 o'clock slop and you're eating it at 12. That's not good.
Well, I'm sorry, but when the bars close at 1 or whatever, like, last call was in this godforsaken country. You know, there's no 3 o'clock slop. It's 12 o'clock slop.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just
it's
trying
like
to be
like in England. It's like 10 o'clock slop. No,
DC is 3. Virginia's 1.
Look, right. DC. Yeah.
I felt a little bad, kind of ending your evening. But what was logically going to happen here? You're going to pick up this drunken sow, and you're going to somehow fit her in our car. So it's the 3 of us, and you're going to drive me home. And then drive off with her.
Oh, no, yeah, Will was driving, wasn't he?
And
yeah.
She's, like, not going to fall asleep drunk in the middle of this, or God forbid, she starts, like, just skiing with 2 of us. I mean, nothing good could have come of this, man. I had to pull the trigger on it. And
no
I apologize.
Fun. No fun.
So you
it's not funny. It's not fun.
Him?
I C-blocked him. For his own good. For his own good, I C-blocked him.
Yeah. Wow.
What could he have done? What could he have done to bang this girl? We're all at home currently.
Yeah. Sounds like
you know,
not much of anything.
I've been with women at home, as you say.
I have too. It's the quietest, lamest sex ever. And a half hour later, your mom knocks on the door and asks if you want cookies brought to you. No, I'm kidding about that part. But it really is a lot of the girl getting too into it and you just stopping. And she's like, why'd you stop? And then you kind of have to do the little like, point with your head back to your mom's room. And, yeah, it's not hot.
No, or, you know, you do when they're not home or something.
You couldn't think of a clever lie?
Oh, this is my roommate?
Yeah, something.
I'm
pretty sure it's obvious that he lives with his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walk in the door.
I think it's just written on my features at this point. I just
or
have that.
Or the stuffed cat by the front door.
Oh.
There's no stuffed cat.
I know.
My cat's alive and well. Thank you, Rich, for tilting the mic.
It's not going to work.
So you have a really kitschy, like, house.
No, it's just small as hell. It's like paper. Okay, my family, when it was 4 strong, my dad was alive, everyone fought all the effing time because if you want to see gerbils fight, put them in a tiny enough cage. They will kill each other. They will eat their young, and that'll be that. That was my childhood. It was gerbils fighting.
That sounds like mine.
Yeah. And now it's opened up a little, but it's still tiny as all hell. I'm not throwing sex into that mix. That is a sexless happy place I live in.
Well, hang on. Are you in the basement?
That's a good idea.
Oh, it's a one-floor house.
Probably
oh,
your
you're
mom calling
done.
Right now.
Hey, I'm cooked. No, it's not my mom, man. Son of a... Caller, are you on? Do I have to pick up?
Enthusiasm.
What up?
Hello, who is this?
Spinoza.
Oh,
hi.
Hey!
Hi,
Matt.
Hey, now.
How are you,
what
sir?
Up?
So have you been listening?
Taking a break from studying. What about you?
Have you been listening? What are you bringing to the show?
Actually, I have not been listening. I just looked at my Facebook and saw that you said it's okay to call in, so I did.
It is. What were we talking about? And I have another caller. Interesting.
Speaking of people who get too drunk, Mr. Canoza. Well, I mean, that was like 5 years ago, but...
When he was little and puked beer everywhere?
Yeah, I just remember that.
He was
what,
like
was he like 15?
Canoza, I love your sister.
Aww.
I cannot hear a thing. What are you saying?
Rich was carrying on about his crush on your sister.
He said he banged your mom.
Rich who?
Rich Killiam.
He doesn't know who I am.
Oh, he knows who. He's not a big fan of you.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Because your first words from when you were back from the States was like, oh, Matt, I really wanted to do your sister. Like, that was literally your greeting to him.
I didn't say it like that.
Matt, what did he say to you that scarred you so?
Oh, the thing about me almost smashing a ball across the face. Where he's whoa. Like, yeah, I remember your sister because she hooked up with my roommate. Or something like that, and Rich knew.
That was it. Yeah.
What's the big deal about that?
Dude, it's his sister. Don't talk about a guy's sister.
Yeah, I have to agree
my
with
brothers
that
threaten to throw people in lakes and tie them up with ribbon. Like,
dude, my friends are constantly trying to bang my sister,
what's Veronica
man.
Blabbering on about?
I was defending you, you little pipsqueak.
Oh, God.
I actually kind of feel his pain because, like, my sister is constantly the target of all of my friends. So I'm just,
yeah,
like, numb
too.
To it now.
It's horrible.
Like, my
Joel,
friends are just
you have
like,
a sister that's doable?
No.
They just want to close the deal? Is that it?
She has a serious boyfriend, so.
Oh, but she's presentable?
No comment.
Oh, all right.
That is so mean.
What?
See, look, and those are you laughing now. But it's other people's sisters.
It's funny. We've come to an understanding. Oh,
so what is going on in Nova? What are you even talking about on the show today?
We've been talking about Veronica's birthday so far and then how the night ended up.
Yeah, how did that abortion end up, Veronica?
Oh, we did not have sex with anyone. Veronica didn't even get any, did she? Please, you left with just that. You left with
she
just
left with
your
someone.
Brother in the crowd.
Oh, my brother.
Oh, oh God, come on.
He was driving.
You're not that Michigan, are you?
You're disgusting. Oh. And I'm not talking about my birthday with Matt because he blew me off for a piece of ass in freaking Virginia Tech.
Oh, he banged the hell out of that piece of ass, though.
Lance. Matt, you went down to Tech for? I think I just did the same thing last weekend.
Well, that weekend you did go down to Tech to get some was her birthday.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah.
That's a long awesome. Booty call trip, man.
It was good booty, though. I mean, she's really packing some whoppers.
All right.
Oh, no, she's an 8 or 9.
Yeah, it's good
wow.
stuff.
Yeah, and, my dad even says this, so he approved.
And he texted me during, what did you say about how much you liked going down on...
number on a girl, yeah.
Anyway. Well,
yeah,
no,
because she didn't smell.
Yeah. I got a text right after he'd first gone down on her. He's like, you know, I really don't mind eating pee as long as you don't have to come up for air every 20 seconds.
Yeah, like as long as you don't have to hold your breath while you're sticking your tongue out. Turning it right in the face, like... you know? Like you're doing breaststroke or something.
This conversation is why I don't date 21-year-olds. Just saying.
All right, Matt. That,
he hangs out with them, so.
That was gold, man. I am going to hang up on you because that was a high note. But thank you for calling, sir.
Later.
Later. All right.
Man, I can't believe someone doesn't like me. I'm like George, you know, everyone has to like me. Everyone likes me. I'm great. How can you not like me?
Oh, God.
I like you and I barely know you.
See?
There you go.
Look at that.
You got a buddy.
I'm like
Joel.
George. If like one person doesn't like, I'm like, whoa, what, why not, you know?
Okay, so...
He had a pretty good reason, though.
Yeah,
it's pretty
yeah.
valid.
I wouldn't
valid,
go yeah, on yeah. about hooking up with someone's...
But I didn't, but, yeah, but, it, yeah, roommate.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, okay, we're gonna kind of shift things. I'm gonna skip both the JFK gig and the possible Playboy gig for now. And we're gonna cut straight to the news story of the week, which I learned of last night at about 3 a.m. And then after the news story, Joel, a little sports, just so we can do our thing.
Good.
I'm hoping you're bringing the A game on the sports because I've just got loose stuff. Oh, I want to talk about how the Skins have we just given up this season.
Oh, God.
And I want to talk about Phillips banging that ugly, ugly woman for about 10 minutes.
No, see, that'll be fun.
Stop.
We already talked about that.
Everybody checking the clock. Stop it. Stop it. I can see what you're doing. You're
I wasn't
not
checking.
I haven't checked
I wasn't
anything.
Checking.
Veronica did. And Rich turned his head.
I'm just checking the webcam because I'm not freaked out about, like, Louis probably, you know.
No, you need to be so into this that you never want it to end.
The Steve Phillips story, actually, I think.
But I have to go to a purse party at 4. Yeah.
What's a purse party?
It's where girls get together and buy purses.
Do girls really do that, ass?
I didn't even know they existed.
A purse party?
I've heard of Tupperware parties.
Yeah, Tupperware parties.
And, like dill parties and stuff.
Yeah, I've been to one of those. Those are fun.
Really?
Really?
Does anyone display?
Whoa, whoa! We got a new topic.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Screw it.
We don't care about sports. let's shift the gears here.
When was your dill party? When was your sex toy party?
It was a while ago. Actually, the same girl hosted it.
Which?
Hold
same
on a
go?
Sec. Hold on a sec.
Somebody
okay,
fix
there
this.
Go. Yeah, that's
okay.
good. That's good. Like that.
Is that better?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Go on about the sex toy party. We got time to
it's
kill.
It's pretty
no one wants to be in here.
Isn't it?
Well, does anyone like use anything in front of?
Well, I
yes,
remember...
they are demonstrations. You pick one and then you try it.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Oh my god.
It's not HBO,
wow,
you know.
Good lord.
This is the Cat House 3.
I thought it was like the Eyes Wide Shut or something.
Yeah.
No. Not at all.
Everyone's in a mask.
Yeah. The but password.
No, they have, like, it almost looks like a big rifle case.
If anyone's been to one of these things, I want some stories of this. Callers, don't let me down. If any of my male friends want to call in with a female voice, 703.
You made a pretty good comparison. Oh, yeah, sorry.
703-560-TALK.
You made a pretty good comparison once, because I was talking about it, like, how can a girl not go to that? And you were like, well, if it was a bunch of dudes that were like, hey, come to my place, we've got a bunch of fleshlights, you know? Like, who would say yes to that? Like
if you said, like, fleshlights and beer, maybe.
Yeah.
Sounds fucking horrible.
Would you come to one if I had a co-ed one?
Sorry.
A co-ed sex
party? Well, yeah, would you come?
No, it'd be awful. Any dude involved. Any dude,
You're just going to be
hiding a hard-on
the whole
time. If you have a dude, like, within 50 meters, it's
really?
Like...
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're just going to look like the hottest
you
chick in Imaginer handling,
demonstrate?
Like, three of them. What?
There's a lotion. I love how it's immediate silence.
What?
100% attention.
Yes.
I wish this could be on the webcam.
She really needs to be on the webcam.
I know.
There's a lotion that you can buy that you put down there,
okay.
And it stimulates certain areas. And so some of the girls were trying that.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. I did not, for the record, try it. But,
why not?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of any of this.
A lotion, a lotion
hasn't
that
heard of it.
Stimulates
they
down
have
there.
So many different things. It's incredible.
Yeah.
They put that stuff on condoms and stuff.
My first few chicks were way into toys and junk. I've seen some arsenals in my day.
Yeah.
Really?
It's kind of cool, actually. As long as nothing goes near your stuff.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah, exactly. As long as like, it's not
but that's
like...
That's the most fun.
Oh, God, no. If I was, like, on top missionary and then, like, she pulls one out and you hear the, like, from Psycho, oh, no.
Yeah.
Call. We're getting callers now.
Oh, we got a caller. I can't wait.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
Hello, caller.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, Adam.
What's up?
I guess this is one of Joel's buddies.
It is.
Oh, sweet.
Adam.
I've actually been to a couple's sex toy party.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They're fun, right?
Go slowly, sir.
Couples.
Okay. It's just a scam to get guys' wives to spend money on things you'll use once and then forget about.
That sounds like everything in America, pretty much.
Yeah.
God, that...
So it's actually the same as a Tupperware party.
Yeah, in about 15 seconds, he just took the piss out of the whole situation.
Yeah, I disagree.
Really?
I do.
Really?
It's definitely geared towards the chicks. It's not for the guys.
Okay.
Well, do you like sex toys as much as a girl would?
I've been married for 10 years. I'll try anything at this point.
Oh, yeah. you know what you need to try at this point? Like, another vagina. I've heard that's amazing.
Oh, God.
Sean.
What? I'm just saying, strange is good, right?
If I didn't value my life, I might try that. But Joel's very familiar with my wife and what she's capable of at this point. So.
I'm sure she's a great girl.
You don't want to cross her.
I'm just saying, like, strange just falls in your lap in, like, an alternate universe where no one's going to find out about anything.
That would definitely be the cure. But, I mean,
there we go.
The party was actually fairly cool because the guys just sat around looking at each other like, are you really believing this?
Now, did the girls try to fruit things up with, like, cookies and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, they had, like, and the twisted thing was they had all these little hors d'oeuvres that were, like, sex things
penis.
As well.
Of course.
What is it with chicks into, like, penis pasta and stuff? And, I'm so hooked on carbs, they'll, like, take two bites and be like, tee-hee, and I'm just like, where's the penis pasta after, like, 15 minutes? You know, like, I just want to eat it by the handful.
Yeah, well, taking a blanket takes on a new meaning when you're at one of these parties.
Oh, God. Oh, you can make that so V-shaped. You can make that so... It's not even funny. The bizarrely large clit, but you can still make a total V-shaped pig in a blanket.
But I was actually interested about this, about the idea of, like, having one of these if Joel's sister was involved.
So Joel's sister is hot.
I haven't actually seen her, but I've heard stories about gimp suits.
Oh, God.
Really?
Gimp suits?
Other friends, mutual friends of ours.
This is what I experience on a constant basis from all my friends.
See, so you're not going to hate this guy now, right?
No, Adam.
Because you're a mature man.
He's married.
Well, I mean, I'm upset that I haven't had a chance to meet her yet. He's dodged every opportunity to introduce me.
God,
I think you've come over.
She
my
must
place,
have a
like,
pair. She must have a pair on her. If everyone's going on,
she actually doesn't fall into the Jewish stereotype for knockers, though.
Just massive, really?
No, she doesn't.
That's a Jewish stereotype,
big time.
Yeah,
like, in what world?
Upsets me that I haven't had a chance to meet her.
Yeah.
I mean, Natalie Portman, last I checked.
Well, if your wife didn't keep you chained in the basement, maybe you'd have a chance of meeting her sometime.
Oh,
I don't know. I'm just saying.
It's flying left and right, man.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, hold on. If he wants to really throw the heavy hands, while y'all were having your discussion about the rut you've been in and living at home and everything.
Hang on. We don't need to go there.
First of all,
I'm not even in a rut. Thank you very much.
Not anymore.
He's getting his.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. It's just raining in the Sahara Desert for this guy. Okay.
Cold.
Oh, God.
He won't even hang out anymore. It's like he doesn't exist now because he's all.
Whatever.
He's fell in love through J-Date.
Nice. Yeah, we just hung out Sunday and watched football. What are you talking about?
Oh,
my fault. She let you out. I'm sorry.
I guess.
J-Date, really?
Yeah, I finally gave in to peer pressure and
J-Date.
Tried it out.
I would do J-Date. I could totally look like the
part. How many of
like,
no,
the, you could.
How many of the wanted ads are just like looking for a Natalie Portman type?
Yeah.
I've never looked at a guy's ad. I wouldn't know.
Look, I'm going to turn you guys loose, but to give you a good topic, ask Joel about his first encounter.
With the V?
With J-Date.
Okay.
And how that went before he moved on to door number two.
Oh, all right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. And, do we want to go to J-Date, or is that something I'm going to have to like prep with you for next week? And that's like a 30-minute show right there.
It might be.
I thought we were still on Veronica's party.
Yeah, somehow the tables got turned on me thanks to my good friend.
Yeah, wow. You've got some real Benedict Arnolds over there.
No, damn. That's standard for the course.
I think we have a good addition to the show here. I smell online dating and living at home and everything else. That's pretty much me, just sitting across the table.
But I'm leaving in 3 months though.
Okay, well
that's.
Let me just say that story makes me so glad I'm not married. Like the fact that you can be so desperate, like that you can be pulled into going to a couple's sex toy party after a few years is just like, you know.
So you wouldn't go to one?
Dude, if there was a guy in like within like 100 meters of me with a girl who's like in any kind of sexual scenario, that's not good.
It's not
that's
a not sexual good. Scenario. You're just looking at toys.
Well,
it's
no,
not,
it's
like...
one of those things.
Dude, that
where,
is a sexual scenario.
Yeah, and girls, I love it. There's certain sexual scenarios where girls want to act like it's not sexual in the least. It's like,
yeah,
what? It's just penis shaped toys.
Like
I
watched porn. Like I watched
later.
Porn with the girl
yeah,
last weekend.
Exactly. It's no big. It's just porn.
And it's like, yeah, we're just watching porn. I'm like, dude, if if it wasn't for her like boyfriend being like one of my best friends, I'd like.
What?
2 meters behind me. Yeah.
Why
yeah.
were you watching porn with your boyfriend's
yeah.
girlfriend?
Yeah.
Like I'm saying, like, that was weird, you know? And, yeah, it was weird. Like they say, oh, it got weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you were, like, acting like it was a joke, you know? Haha, we're watching porn. But, you know, if the guy wasn't there, we would definitely have hooked up, you know?
Yeah, all this stuff is a giant tease. It's not even worth it. Like, if you really think about it from the guy's perspective, I mean, you're watching porn with your friend's girlfriend. Nothing's going to happen. You go to a sex show or whatever.
Sex show? God, I go to one of those.
Nothing's going to happen.
God, if we had sex shows in this country, I'd be broke. I'd be broken in jail.
They do, don't they?
Is that what a strip club is?
No, I'm talking, like, not even donkey shows. Just, like, people banging.
Oh, but that's weird, though, man. They had that in Paris. I walked into the porn district, and they're like, okay, if you walk into this room, you can watch a couple having sex. And I was like... Why would I want to do that?
Yeah. That'd be fun once, twice.
I could just go to my friend's
times.
Place and like cry at the window, you know? Like, it's like the most pathetic thing ever.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's just like normal people. It's not like.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, it's just like a couple that's like, oh, let's be crazy. Let's. Like,
that's gross as hell.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, who's going to get paid for that? I mean, it's not like live
I thought it was like Godfather 2 with Superman. When he drops his cape and they're like, that's why they call him Superman. His effing huge rods hanging out. Oh, my. You don't catch a Godfather 2 reference?
Yeah, you lost me there.
I've Jeez. Actually never seen The Godfather.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
She's blonde and blue, so she gets a pass. But,
No. I Godfather 2? What?
When he goes to the club with Johnny Ola?
Oh, in Cuba.
In Cuba.
Yeah, but you know what? I never really paid too much attention to, like, what was going on in the club.
They're watching a sex show.
Yeah, I kind of got that gist, but like I was like so watching like Al Pacino and like.
What do you mean gist? There's a guy wearing nothing but a cape, and the camera cuts away when he's dropping his cape, and the whole audience goes "Bo!" Like they've just seen Jesus, like they've just seen Mary coming out of this guy's crotch.
I really never caught that.
Oh my!
Because I'm like paying attention to the plot of like the Fredo, and like he's like trading Mary and everything.
Okay, yeah. Okay, Mary.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed now.
That is just. Damn, dude. Damn. All right. Story of the week. Real fast. You guys ready for the story of the week?
I am.
I caught a whiff of this. I was doing the overnight at WTOP, and every hour, if you ever listen to TOP, it repeats itself. It's kind of every half hour, actually. Well, I guess overnight news does that in general, because every time I was in the studio, I was watching the same effing story three times in a row about an ice skating bear.
So, Veronica, about that party.
Thanks. Thanks. Thanks, you
so,
bag of
how many girls were there?
20 or so.
20 girls!
Okay, back to
20
story.
Girls!
Back to this story. Mike, Mike in your face. Who was hosting? You said I
this
might
like
know
friends?
Her.
Did you guys know each other?
Yeah. The girl who's having the purse party. She hosted.
The purse party. Now, your little friend. What's
See?
Her name? The one
I knew
I wanted...
when I heard purse party, I was like, that sounds kind of dirty. And I wasn't going to say it.
Yeah, it sounds like coin purse party.
I think the purse party, you know,
no,
they got
no,
something
no.
in the purses.
Gonna turn to puss party? What?
No, I mean they like the purses have something.
I got you.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, you're really
Is your little friend
so the purse party
What's
thing.
What's your the
20 girls
The
though.
Hot friend with the five head. What's her name?
I don't want to talk about my friend.
Well, is she going to be there?
Yeah, don't
no,
you know.
Different group.
Damn, okay.
Don't yeah, don't no none of that.
Yeah, okay.
But okay, so like one girl just has this idea. It was like all single girls?
No, some people were married.
Oh, look at that. See? And like it's just like selling stuff?
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay. No one's trying anything out. It's not like one of these like it's not
No,
like
it that wouldn't be sanitary. Come on.
You could use condoms.
But,
yeah.
Ew,
yeah.
Gross. No.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
I have
no,
seen that though once.
I'm sorry.
So.
No.
Anyway.
Okay.
No, I mean they had some lingerie, so you could try that on and play with that, but it wasn't
nice. Did
wasn't
you?
Like,
Did
no.
you?
No, the quality.
The callers want to know.
All that.
Was it kind of jokey? Like, was the vibe, like,
oh,
awkward?
Oh, of course it was jokey. Dude, when
awkward
do,
and jokey.
When do women, in
no,
a sexual situation, women get light and laughy, and guys just sit there dead quiet with a heart on? That's all that happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we were a little giggly. I mean,
women are like, tee-hee, sure, I'll show you my boobs. And guys who are watching this are just like, you know, like, trying
there
to
was no
burn it in their retinas.
The boobs.
No show? Okay.
Oh. No, it's not like... We get it on at the party. You're looking at toys. It's like going to a sex shop, but it's in your living room.
Were there different rooms mm-hmm. where you could go to get it on?
Yeah, yeah
no.
That's what I was gonna ask.
Oh.
Hmm. I don't know.
Hmm.
HBO is lies.
I think we've hit a wall here. I think we've hit a wall with this story.
Yeah.
So for the record,
we had to go to
there
the
is
wall,
no
though.
Sex.
Okay.
It's not girls getting naked, trying out sex toys, and hitting each other with feather pillows. I'm sorry to completely destroy. Your image of this, but no, sadly.
Mm-hmm.
No.
All right.
I think that couple's one, though. That probably was a little bit more...
A little looser.
Yeah.
Especially if Joel's sister was there. Bada bing! Bada bing! I'm getting in on the action. Okay, I'm going to summarize it really, really briefly. In Russia, Veronica, put the damn phone down. You can wait 5 minutes.
No, I can't.
You can wait. God, now I know what people
I'm listening,
feel.
I'm listening.
Okay, fine. There was an ice skating bear, a bear that was actually trained to ice skate. It killed its trainer on the ice in front of everyone and, like, critically injured someone else. And they would tease you with the footage. You would see the bear skating and acting all happy, and then they would do a quick cut, and it was just to the ice, like, blood red everywhere.
Oh, God.
And to me, it was just mind-blowing. If you want to go to inpapasbasement.com, the very first link, I found footage of a bear ice skating. If you guys want to come around and take a look, it's maybe nothing. Maybe I'm the one that's weirdly obsessed with this.
Yeah, that's weird.
Really?
A little.
It's so innocent. This is the music.
I like just the music though.
Listen how fancy this music is.
Very upbeat and happy.
Yeah. And this.
Well, they didn't know the bear was gonna kill someone.
Yeah. Oh, the bear looks all happy here. Little did they know it was coming.
Cute bear.
Oh, it's an adorable bear, and like it can stand up and ice skate, man. Sorry, I really it's like this tramp- song.
It sounds like the music they have for Trampoline Bear or something.
Yeah, exactly. And
folks, good radio is YouTube videos.
Like, can you imagine you're a kid and you're watching someone be murdered by a bear to that song?
Oh God, yeah. Like, any kids at the circus? Yeah.
You'd never recover. You'd hear a trumpet and just like S your pants for the rest of your life. Like,
oh just yeah, go in the I didn't think position. Of that. Oh man, the kids. The oh, kids. The children.
Because at first they have to be laughing like it's part of the show.
And yeah. And then the bear is.
Yeah. And then the cops came out and shot the bear the bear dead on the ice.
Oh man. But they took long enough where he actually mauled someone to death.
Oh, he killed one person. The other person's in the hospital with a lacerated scalp and bruised brain. I didn't know you could bruise your brain, but that ain't good.
That's basically what a concussion is.
Yeah, exactly. Brain bruise, but they listed it as bruised brain. So, Joel, we're going to get to, I guess, one sports story. We got to punch out.
Sports.
About 55.
Sports Center.
Thanks for your understanding of sports. You're really bushing up.
You really know nothing about sports?
I know some stuff.
He's bushing it up. He knows that baseball is played with bats.
I watched the World Cup.
Okay.
Zidane.
Zinedine Zidane.
Back in 98.
Okay.
Well, no, I mean,
there's 06, man. 06 was the last
yeah,
one.
Yeah, 06 was the headbutt cup.
Yeah.
USA, man, the 2010 or 2010.
Oh,
there we go.
2010.
2010. Okay, the sports story I want to get to is a cat, Steve Phillips of ESPN. And as I explained before, I don't really watch ESPN. So, Joel, this is where you're going to take it away. This is where you're going to shine. This is your moment.
All right. So, Steve Phillips, he was the general manager of the New York Mets back in the, I believe, late 90s.
Okay.
He's the guy he's responsible for...
It's so weird hearing a pull. It's like hearing a girl go, Don Mattingly. And you're like, what? Where'd you hear that?
Anyways, he's actually the general manager who's responsible for the Mets drafting Jose Reyes as well as David Wright. He would talk about it all the time.
Okay.
And he got fired from the Mets. I believe it was sexual harassment where he slept with or hooked up with some female employee. I don't know what her role was.
All right. And he's married at the time. And like, yeah. I think his story is like, what, four or five sons? Something.
Four kids.
Four kids. Yeah.
I don't remember if they're all sons or
She's
not.
She's got a clown car of a vag now. And...
yeah. So anyways, so he, you know, gets canned from the Mets. He somehow, despite all of this, doesn't lose his wife, doesn't lose his house, doesn't lose his kids.
Yeah.
Lands on his feet at ESPN.
Okay.
The home of...
Everything.
Countless.
Yeah, everything sports is ESPN.
Not just sports, but there's been so many other incidents of, you know, harassment and other things that go on. I mean, there's a long laundry list at ESPN. It's hilarious. And somehow Steve Phillips, in his genius, decides, well, let's try this again. And instead of shooting for the moon, he decides to pick, I mean.
That is actually my caption to her pictures on the website. I say, way to shoot for the stars, champ.
I mean.
He's shooting for the moon, if by moon you mean her fat, lumpy ass.
Oh.
Come here and take a picture, or take a gander.
Yeah, take a look at the
picture. Take a gander.
You have to look at the picture.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm going to hide it until you get near my mic, Veronica.
There's no way you can justify
For those that want
like,
to see this, it's a 22-year-old chick named Brooke Hundley.
Yeah.
And Brooke got way obsessed with Steve after he put
stones. Do you have the letters of what she wrote and, like... And the affidavits that they gave to the police about, like,
I could punch them up. InPapasBasement.com, I have her pictures. I'm hiding them currently from Veronica. Veronica, get next to the mic, and then I will do the reveal.
Okay, I'm by the mic.
3, 2, 1.
No reaction.
Seriously, I mean.
Well, I mean, she's not, gorgeous, but she doesn't look that bad in that
Okay,
picture.
This is a chick with no chin who's hitting that, because I'm a guy with no chin, she's hitting that one magical angle where you look like you have a jawline.
Yeah.
In the second shot, she's sitting with Steve's arm around her.
No, what are you doing?
Get on cam, baby. Shake it, girl. Okay.
I had enough of the spot.
Okay, she's not that bad. When you said
what?
Danny DeVito,
what?
No. I went to school with a girl in college who looked like the Penguin.
That's
Danny DeVito's
She looks
penguin.
Like the penguin.
No, she's not half as bad as this girl.
Like, Meatloaf looks sexier than her in the second picture. I would.
She's just chubby. Her face isn't that
I
bad.
I would rather find paradise by the, by the headlights.
I think you know what makes her really unattractive, other than just the physical part, uh-huh. is when you actually read the letters and everything else and just picture the crazy with that.
You know she's sweating. As she, you know, it's just
when
crazy
gonna,
and
when are you
going to
divorce your wife? You said you would divorce your wife a year ago.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
She wrote was that bad and worse.
It's just grotesque looking at it. I mean, if you're famous and you do that, I felt bad enough when Clinton went with Lewinsky.
Monica Lewinsky was not that.
Just give me some more time, baby. I'm going to divorce my wife. I'm going to work everything out.
Yeah. It'll happen. Seriously, it'll happen, girl.
Seriously, you got to pull up and read at least what she wrote. I mean, this is... And let me explain actually what happened with her, because I haven't even gotten into that yet.
Okay.
So he meets her while he's doing he was the color guy for several different baseball games, mm-hmm. other than just doing baseball tonight. And while traveling through the country, you know, his wife and kids are at home doing whatever. She's a production assistant, and, you know, he nails her at three separate occasions. But finally he starts to realize, okay, this girl is – a little over the top, a little creepy. She's way into me. I need to cut this off. So he actually cuts it off. She ends up going on to Facebook, stalking his oldest son, okay, pretending to be someone else to get inside information about his family, his wife, and just everything about them. And she pretends to be one of his like school friends or whatever.
All right, we're gonna punch out in about 60 seconds so that the night train memories can pull into the station. See, wasn't that kind of witty?
I'm on a night train.
Yeah. But the wife's name was Marnie. Yeah. I found one of the letters that goes, "Hi Marnie, my name is Brooke. I work with Steve, and he and I got into a pretty heated argument on Sunday about the fact he hasn't been honest with you about our relationship. You see, I'm the woman he's been seeing for a while now, and I'm not just some random girl he had sex with in parking lots, comma, I'm actually a close friend who works with him on a frequent basis.
Nice.
I care about him a lot, and I've been asking him to come clean to you about everything from when we first slept together in St. Louis in his hotel suite, parentheses, where he assured me I wouldn't have to worry about getting pregnant since his vasectomy.
to the fact
that we've continued to talk, see each other, and schedule meetups ever since you found out. All right.
Google on the New York Post if you want to check out more.
Google, exactly. That's where I found
New York Post, quality publication.
Excellent pull, yeah. Just Google New York Post, Steve Phillips foul affair.
Yeah.
And you'll get a hit.
Steve Phillips.
Bye. All right, guys. That is us for the day. We are out. I want to thank everyone for listening to InPapa'sBasement.com. Rich Killiam, thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Veronica, thank you.
You're welcome.
See, no last name.
Thank you.
I'm tasteful. I'm sensitive.
Yeah, use my last name.
Joel Goldstein. No one cares about you, Rich. You're not going to get weird Latino callers begging to see you on camera.
Gonna track me down.
Exactly.
Yeah. You can find us on InPapa'sBasement.com. The podcasts are stored there. And again, www.fcac.org/WEBR. Whenever you want to give us a listen live, Saturdays 3 to 4 p.m. All right, folks, we are out.
Don't give a fuck about you. But I'm glad you came. I hope you had a good time. Listen, it's been fun. Thank you very much. Good night.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.